Thanks for downloading Inheritance Tracks. This was first broadcast in 2009. You can hear more every week on Saturday Live, BBC Radio 4's top live Saturday morning radio programme, from 9.
Heston Blumenthal has been rather beset lately with problems at the Fat Duck, his famous restaurant, acclaimed as the best in the world, garlanded with Michelin stars, but closed recently for a short while after a number of diners were taken ill. If you were one of those with a cancelled reservation, perhaps you stayed in to watch him on television, creating or recreating menus based on Victorian recipes. He's about to do the same with recipes from the Tudor era, so keep a watchful eye on your swans, Your Majesty, lest Heston lard them with lampreys. Noting his lively sense of the past, we thought we'd invite him in and ask for his Inheritance Tracks.
The track I inherited is My Friend the Wind by Dennis Rissos.
My friend the wind will come from the hills.
We used to go to Cornwall every year for our holidays, and it just reminds me of the long drive, getting up at the early hours of the morning. It's all very exciting. And always, somewhere along the journey, my sister and I would have a fight and we'd get kicked out of the car. My parents would drive off and then turn around and come back and pick us up again. It signified holiday to me.
He shares with me. My friend the wind will come from the north.
It's funny how songs can remind you of sort of bizarre smell memories. Smell can actually go straight to the memory part of the brain. And so it has the ability to be so emotive. I mean, really, really powerful. So I think especially at the combination with a particular piece of music and the smell. And for me, Demis Roussos was summer holidays in Cornwall. And when we got down to Cornwall, we had this sort of Womble's greatest hits. And there was a song called Running on Your Tiptoes, Standing on the Spot, Exercise is Good for You, Laziness is Not. And that reminds me of Cream Teas. Really powerful memory of Cream Teas. So, yeah, music can remind you of food, definitely. I was born in London, mid-60s, and my dad had a leasing company, which my mum worked in as well. And my mum is a really good cook, but I certainly didn't grow up by her side picking cherries or anything like that. My mother actually jokes to this day that I used to come home sometimes with friends from school and apologise that we weren't having fish fingers. My father had a really eclectic taste in music. So, for example, he had a 12-inch single of the Red Army singing It's a Long Way to Tipperary. Now, I don't know of a more random song choice than that, but I think as I was growing up, Demis is the one that I remember.
I'll hear her voice and the words that he brings from a lady moon, sweet as a kiss of a song so back up in.
I'd actually forgotten about Demis Roussos. I haven't heard that track for years, so I'm going to listen to that track and I'm going to play it to my kids. I kind of know what response I'm going to get for them, but I'm going to play it anyway. They will look at me as if I'm talking Mandarin or Greek or something. Or Greek, Demis Roussos. The record that I've chosen to pass on to my kids, our next generation, is Bobby Womack, and it's called Love Has Finally Come at Last. It was the track that my wife and I played at our wedding. Bobby Womack, for me, is just one of the greatest soul singers ever. He's just got the most incredible voice, and I find that song very emotional.
Just like an old cliche, one that simply says.
First time I heard Bobby Womack was a radio program about him, because his brother Cecil Womack and Linda Womack, who's married to Bobby Womack's brother, is Sam Cooke's daughter. His story was really fascinating, and I just got really intrigued by the whole thing and how many songs that he had written for other artists. I got so into Bobby Womack, my wife and I went and saw him 3 times in a week, and I could have probably gone every day for a week, actually.
Tripping out on the girls' body vibrations, but I knew, oh, 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 oh yeah,
love is finally coming.
It's all I'm
our wedding, what was great about it is we only had literally 45 people. It was very small. So sometimes, you know, people get married and the occasion's so big, it's more about making sure all the guests are happy. But we were quite selfish. We had a fantastic day. And so I remember vividly dancing to that song. At the end of the day, probably had a bit too much wine, but it still sticks in my mind very, very clearly. I doubt if she'd ever do it again, would she even care? But the sun pressed on. Ooh, we've played it a few times on holiday, and I think it got to the point with my son saying, Dad, look, we've heard this. We've heard this. OK, you don't have to do it anymore. You know, it's like kids, they don't want to see their parents having a kiss or having a cuddle. It's, ugh, that's horrible. So anything that reminds them of their folks being romantic is a bit sort of taboo. I've gone through a whole range of music styles. I mean, I do remember, actually, my very first record. I went with my grandmother to Woolworths and bought a record, and it was ELO. I've also got some slightly more embarrassing ones, which I'm not sure if I should say, but The Best of Baron Knights was probably my greatest acquisition. Bring it down to me. Everybody needs some kind of love in their life. Great music is great music. So Bobby Womack, for me, is one of the greatest soul singers ever. So I'm hoping that my kids, actually, as they get older, will start to appreciate that track even more.
You've been listening to Inheritance Tracks from Saturday Live. There are many more to treasure and enjoy on the BBC Radio 4 website, where you can also download Desert Island Discs.